From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Turkey's prime minister criticizes the UN Security Council and the international community. Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu criticized them for failing to stop Russia's airstrikes in Aleppo and other parts of northern Syria, while at the same time demanding that Turkey open its borders to tens of thousands of refugees. Speaking in The Hague at a joint news conference with his Dutch counterpart, Mr. Davutoglu accused Syrian government forces and their Russian allies of carrying out a deliberate policy of ethnic cleansing in and around Aleppo. South Korea says it is suspending all activities at an industrial complex it operates jointly with North Korea. The suspension comes in response to the North's recent nuclear test and rocket launch. Unification Minister Hong Yong-pyo told reporters Wednesday his government is taking the action to prevent North Korea from using the proceeds from the Kaesong Industrial Complex to fund its nuclear weapons and ballistic missile development programs. Senator Bernie Sanders, running as a Democrat, and Republican businessman Donald Trump coasted to big victories in their respective party presidential primaries in New Hampshire on Tuesday. Former technology executive Carly Fiorina has ended her candidacy. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is also expected to drop out. Nigeria says it will boost security at camps for refugees after two female suicide bombers killed at least 58 at a camp in Dikwa. Officials say three female suicide bombers disguised themselves as refugees and entered the camp. Two blew themselves up. A third changed her mind and surrendered to police. This is VOA News. NATO's Secretary General says the alliance's increased forward presence in Eastern Europe sends a signal to any would-be aggressor. Speaking Wednesday in Brussels before a two-day NATO defense ministers meeting, Jens Stoltenberg said NATO would respond as one to aggression from against any ally.
This will be multinational. To make clear that an attack against one ally is an attack against all allies, and that the alliance as a whole will respond.
Since Russia's seizure of Crimea almost 2 years ago, the Western military alliance has been increasingly concerned that Russia could invade Poland or the Baltic states. The head of the U.S. Central Bank says the American economy faces some global threats that could hurt growth. Some analysts interpret her remarks as a signal that the Federal Reserve may delay further interest rate increases. In remarks to a congressional committee Wednesday, Federal Reserve Chairwoman Janet Yellen said uncertainty about China's currency policies and its economic prospects have contributed to increased volatility in global markets. French Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius is leaving his post to become the president of the Constitutional Council, the country's Supreme Court that decides if legislation is in compliance with the Constitution. President François Hollande formally proposed the nomination of the 69-year-old Fabius on Wednesday before an anticipated cabinet reorganization. The United Nations reports 1.25 million people die in road crashes every year. Lisa Schlein reports.
The UN Economic Commission for Europe reports road crashes are the number one cause of death among people aged 15 to 29. The ECE, which regulates and sets road and vehicle safety standards, says another 20 to 50 million people worldwide are injured in these accidents. It says 90% of the 1.25 million road deaths worldwide occur in low- and middle-income countries, although they account for only 54% of the world's vehicles. It notes Africa has the highest fatality rate, representing 43% of road traffic victims. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
The head of the International Monetary Fund, Christine Lagarde, says Ukraine could lose $17.5 billion in bailout money unless it speeds up political reforms and curbs corruption. A crisis has been boiling in Ukraine since the resignation last week of its reformist economy minister, who quit to protest alleged influence peddling and state graft. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.